What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, all the goings on in the 1st Congressional District. I think it's 14 terms for John Larson, and he's getting primaried. But he's not getting just primaried by a person. He's getting primaried now by four. After Jillian Gilchrist, the state rep from West Hartford, joined the fray yesterday, joining two-time Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, Hartford School Board member Ruth Fortune, and Southington Selectman Jack Perry. I mean, it's incredible, and kind of maybe indicative of the state of affairs in party politics, especially in the Democratic Party. You have an interesting dynamic where Republicans are controlling Washington, but Connecticut's entire congressional delegation is Democrats, but the Democratic Party, from a nationwide perspective, really struggling. We want to talk about this and some other stuff with Kevin Rennie. Of course, Daily Ructions and Hartford Current was on top of it. The first person I read that had the confirmation of Jillian Gilchrist putting her name in the hat for the primary in the Democratic Party for the 1st Congressional District. Mr. Rennie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Happy to be with you.
It's good to have you. Always good to check in. I mean, I guess I would leave it generally when it comes to CT1 here, challenging John Larson. First of all, how surprised are you about him getting primaried? How surprised are you that this many people are jumping in?
Well, I was initially surprised because we have no tradition of primaries against incumbent members of the House in Connecticut. 55 years of primaries, this will be the first time an incumbent member of the House faces a primary. It's Connecticut is unbelievably anti-democratic in its ballot access laws. So I am surprised, but now that it is happening, it sort of makes sense that there is a burbling desire for the next generation in Democratic politics, because things they've lost a lot of elections, and so this is what comes of that in a normal state of politics.
Well, you know, you bring up I am really surprised the more I've learned about it, how difficult it is to challenge an incumbent in a primary. And so there's no guarantee that these four challengers will make it all the way, right? They need either a percentage at the convention or a certain amount of signatures. Do you think all four? Because yeah. I mean, they're all in politics. It's not they're coming off the streets. I mean, who do you think has the best chance to actually get on the ballot against Larson?
Well, I think both Luke Bronin and Jillian Gilchrist have the best chance. I think right now, I think Luke Bronin has the best chance of getting on the ballot. But so this is going to be potentially very complicated, because we don't have primaries for delegates to conventions. So if the town committees choose them. And the town committees are chosen in caucuses in January. This could play into some local fights in January for town committee membership. And, you know, a candidate could suffer some bad losses. If Julianne Gilchrist doesn't do well in West Hartford, and let's say Luke Bronin makes some serious advances there, that's going to be difficult for her. Mm. And it's the same thing with him, with Luke Bronin in Hartford. And so there are going to be some early tests. Now, they may have the resources to collect signatures and continue in the race, but it's difficult. It is difficult because it's expensive, but also there'll be a feeling among voters that this is going to be a low turnout primary in a year from now, that this person, they didn't get enough delegates to qualify for the primary ballot, that their campaign has sputtered.
Hmm. You know, we're talking with Kevin Rennie, Daily Ructions and columnist for the Hartford Courant. So I don't want to, I'm not picking favorites, right? I'm trying to give all four equal, opportunity here. And so I'll ask it generally. Number one, do you think the split the vote thing plays to Larson's favor?
I am not convinced of that yet, because I think that what happens is, and Luke Bronin and Julianne Gilchrist are the two main challengers. And if they're able to, if the two of them are able to get delegates in a considerable number of the 27 towns, it might not be possible for anyone to get a majority of the delegates at the convention. And that would really be a blow to John Larson after 28 years.
And so having said that, my question then is, do you think that any of these four can beat him?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that I think Luke Bronin could win as the race stands now. There are a lot of imponderables of what could happen, and I think certainly Julianne Gilchrist could win. Hmm. They are they each run for office before, and they're experienced. I think they have a cadre of advisors who are experienced, know the district, and things can happen. One of the challenges for them, though, is there are rarely any big moments in a congressional.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Primary cycle. So, you're not going to have you're unlikely to have something, an event where something very dramatic happens. Mm. Yes. And one shows that they're so much better than the others. It's going to be a slog. You just grind it out day after day.
Yeah, and we hope to have a debate here on the radio, actually, with everybody. We're working on that. We're talking with Kevin Rennie, again, Daily Ructions in the Hartford Courant. I want to pivot. You know, the Constantine Diamantis stuff sort of predated me being full-time on the air here, so I don't know him. And, you know, basically it's a corruption case, right, that has tentacles.
It's a meat and potatoes corruption case with an unusual number of written documents that spell it out, messages between Diamantis and three people who have already entered guilty pleas.
And this hasn't really stuck to Lamont at all because it did Diamantis's presence predated his being governor. But is there anything that's going to reflect poorly on his administration through this case?
Well, it's always embarrassing to have something like this happen to someone who was in your administration. But he did dismiss him quickly after allegations were raised, and I think he certainly gets credit for that. He has, you can tell in public appearances, it really bothers him. He doesn't say his name whenever possible, and just even when he has to make a direct reference to him. And, you know, he got reelected in 2022 after this had already the initial scandal had already broken, and he did his best to explain it. Voters seem to accept that explanation, and I think he'll just go on saying the same thing. I don't think there are any revelations that will come from this.
We are
trials are pretty well stage managed.
Yeah, and we know a lot of the essential facts. Listen, we got to run. Good job on the Gilchrist news, and we'll be reading and staying on top of things. We appreciate it, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.